This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Wednesday, everybody. Jess and Mitch here with you this morning on Joy. Good morning, Mitch.
Morning, Jess. Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. What's on today, Mitch?
Well, Jess, a concert with a well-known musician was a little poorly received.
Oh, boy. Hey, do you love burritos? You'll love these guys who also love burritos.
And later on, Murphy is joining us in the Shark Den. Plus, there's questions for the internet and much more.
So good. Up next, though, Mitch has had a trip to the dentist. Did he do anything wrong? Probably.
Joy 94.9.
Hey, Mitch, your teeth look great.
Thank you.
Did you go to the dentist?
I certainly did.
Oh, la-di-da, fancy man.
I'm pretty good at going to things, and dentist was one of the things that I went to.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'd been actually putting it off,
yeah.
Right? I hadn't gone for about a year and a half, I think. It was significant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, well, for me. But beyond what was actually told that I should be doing. But only because that dentist said that next time I go to the dentist, I have to think about getting like a mouth guard thing because I grind my teeth.
Ah.
And this weird jaw clicky thing that my jaw does, apparently, which was a party trick, which I've been very strongly advised to not do anymore. And to all other things like, yeah.
What a killjoy.
I know. So I set aside a significant budget.
Sure.
Because, you know, I want to be prepared for kinds of things. And I finally mustered up the courage to go. But I went to another dentist.
Yep.
Right? And he gives me a little checkup and just goes, teeth are great. We'll give him a polish and you're good to go. But what about the mouth guard? And he just goes, nah. but what about that jaw clicking thing? And he goes, nah. And then he just goes, well, just keep doing what you're doing, which is eating too much sugar, not flossing, and not bothering to clean my teeth on most weekends.
Ew.
And
great.
So, you know, my dentist adventure has come in significantly under budget.
That's my kind of dentist.
I bought a fancy shirt.
Ah.
And I'm wearing the fancy shirt right now.
It's a nice fancy shirt.
Have you ever been kind of that's kind of reverse budgeted. It ends up being, it was nothing.
Like you'd put aside this money thinking you're going to just spend on something boring and adult.
Yeah.
And then you get to buy something fun.
Now I can just buy fun stuff.
Yay!
I was very excited.
Thanks, dentist.
Great job, dentist man.
I haven't been to the dentist for about 8 years.
It's different for everybody, though.
It's gross, but I'm terrified of the dentist and I won't go back. I won't. I had braces. They used to pull out my teeth. I'm not doing it. Nope. Never again.
It's good that you got braces, though. Your teeth are beautiful.
They're fine. They're done for the rest of my life, according to me.
Joy.
Hey.
Who are you talking to? Because there's 100 people in this room.
I'm talking to you, Mitch.
Hello.
a guy in America.
Mm.
His name is David Desmond.
Okay.
Great name, firstly, but
sure.
Never trust a man with two first names. Two last names, two first names, both.
Trust no one!
He walked into a popular burrito chain in the States and saw that they had a 300-calorie burrito.
Nice.
So like a low-cal option.
Oh, right. Okay. I was about to say, thank you. I don't
it's
understand
low-cal.
Calories.
So for context, it's the equivalent of 2 scrambled eggs or a cup of cereal or a baked potato. Like it's sort of a low-calorie meal.
Yeah, I can eat a burrito and still feel good.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like a healthy burrito.
Sure.
You know? So he was like, well, that sounds pretty bloody good.
Yeah,
so he ordered the 300-calorie burrito. But while eating it, during the eating process, he realized that something was not right. Something was terribly wrong.
Like what, Jess? What's wrong with his burrito?
He claims he felt excessively full. And realized the burrito couldn't have just been 300 calories after he ate the entire thing. He's like, well, I'm too full.
But what if it's like filled with, you know, sawdust?
No, he's too full.
Yeah, but you can fill up on sawdust. There's no calories in sawdust.
Mitch, I'm with you. I'm with you on this one.
Yeah, I'm just criticizing this gentleman.
Well, two other men have reported having similar experiences, and now all three of them claim that a mislabeled sign is grounds for a class action lawsuit and are suing the company on behalf of, get this, all people who have eaten there in the past 4 years.
Wow. And I imagine whatever funds that they acquire will be distributed
to all of those people. Yeah, of course. Yeah. So everyone's getting 20 cents. Isn't that great? But I think they're on the right track. I'm suing my barista because I'm feeling too awake this morning.
Sure.
Also, I sued my hairdresser one time because I looked too beautiful.
Great.
And you better believe I'm suing my mother because my life is too wonderful.
Download the Joy 94.9 smartphone app today. See joy.org.au.
Hey, Mitch.
Hello, Jessica. I am here.
Very good.
For you.
Thank you. Emotionally?
Yeah.
Physically?
And physically.
Spiritually?
And sexually.
I really wish... Sometimes it's disappointing that radio is an audio format because people don't get to see your face. I have read a story that's kind of inspired me.
Okay.
You know, that's nice.
It's good. It's always good.
Yeah, because so often in the news, it's all bad news.
Of course.
You know what
I
mean? So it's sort of nice to read something and be like, yeah, I can really learn and grow from this.
It's good.
And what I've taken from, I'll explain the article firstly. So Kanye West, popular musician.
Indeed. He'll make it.
I reckon he's got it.
Yeah.
I reckon, you know, that's my pick. If he just keeps working at it, I reckon he'll be a bit of a household name. He arrived last week 90 minutes late to his show.
Oh.
Not great, okay? Yeah. When you've already had, like, support acts and stuff like that, and then you turn up late anyway. But then he, you know, started the show, performed 3 songs.
Yep.
Went on a bizarre rant.
Okay.
And walked off to booze.
Great. It's a solid set.
Yep. So he just turned up. Did a couple of songs, then started talking. I think he talked for about 40 minutes, I believe, about how Donald Trump would have got his vote if he'd voted. Just supporting Donald Trump. Went on a series of rambling tirades, you know, criticizing Beyonce and his former best friend Jay-Z.
Sure.
Yeah, just really, like, boo Hillary Clinton, I like Trump, and then just walked off while his audience booed him.
Wow, That's a pretty impressive show.
No, I think it's great. I think you should make an impact and then just bail.
Okay.
So, mic drop.
What do you do? Jess, what do you do? Where are you going? Jess, what do you... You just... Jess, what do you... Okay. Well, just you and I now, everyone. Let's throw to a song then.
Joy.
Hey, Mitch.
Hello, Jessica.
The other day, right?
I
do a podcast with a couple of my friends.
Yep.
And we met at the studios and we were having some dinner before we were going to record podcast.
What,
yeah, we do that sometimes.
What was it?
So we get some takeaway delivered. This time we got Indian.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, we love an Indian takeaway.
Great.
So we're having something to eat and we're having like a little bit of a meeting about the podcast before we recorded it. And then my friend Matt looks at his phone and kind of makes this noise. He goes, I was like, what's up, Maddie? He goes, oh, nothing. It's just my partner wants to go to hospital, but she said record the podcast first. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? Because she'd been having chest pains earlier in the day and we had pushed back our meeting because he had to take her to a doctor.
Yeah.
And the doctor was like, no, she's fine. We'll do some tests tomorrow or something. So then she's messaged him and said, I'd quite like to go to hospital, please. And he goes, well, she says record the podcast first, so we may as well get that done. And I was like, yeah, no, we're not doing that. You've got to take her to hospital. Who's going to mind your one-year-old? And he goes, oh, no, I'll probably just go home. I guess she can catch an Uber to the hospital. And I was like, get in your car, Matt. So he drove home. I followed him home. I went inside. I was like, I'll stay here because the one-year-old's asleep. It was nighttime.
Sure.
It was like 8 o'clock. He's asleep. I was like, you take her to hospital. Do whatever you've got to do. I'll man the fort here. And they're like, thanks so much, Jess. And they left. And within about 10 minutes, I was like, I don't know how to look after a kid. What if I need to change a nappy? I don't know how to do that. Do you know how to change a nappy?
I'd give it a go.
It's
just a lot of toilet paper, yeah?
I don't
like
know.
Bunched up and placed around the baby.
Or just hand it to the baby and let it clean itself
up. What do you want?
It's like, I really hope this kid doesn't wake up because I am very unqualified for this job. I messaged my mum and I was like, Mum, I may need to to call you. And she said something like, you're a big girl and you can do it. I think she meant like I'd call her to come over. And I was like, no, I'll just need directions.
Yeah.
I should not have volunteered to help you. I'm not qualified to look after your child. Please come home.
So what ended up, did the baby wake up?
No.
Okay. That's good.
Crisis averted.
So you are the best babysitter.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It didn't even grizzle. It was a hot night. He wasn't fazed. So actually, yeah, you're right. I nailed it.
Great job.
Oh, boy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Creepy crawlies, how about them?
Oh, good on you. Oh, they're rubbish, aren't they? What a nightmare.
Anyway, next song.
Yeah, we're done. Hey, no, look, we all like to keep up with nature news, which sure. is why you and I won honourable mention at the David Attenborough lookalike contest.
That's right.
We collected, like, we were one David Attenborough, both of us.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
did really well.
We just wore a big trench coat.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
He's very tall.
But scientists have discovered a cockroach that can voluntarily...
I don't like this at all.
Increase the size of its testicles
okay.
to woo a partner. Yeah. Yeah. Join the club, matey potato. Oh, gee whiz. They can grow either big horns or big testicles, so it's a trade-off.
Oh.
Which is quite interesting. Whether they want to show, you know, the horns to be the aggressive alpha male or the large downstairs fun bags to show their sensitive lower side.
Wow. You know?
But
a choice.
They communicate in a series of hisses of varying levels of aggression, which is... It's just this weird cockroach kind of creature, right? So I'm sure you know that I have one of these crazy insects.
Of course, you
his
do.
Name is Kevin, and let me just get him out here. Here he is. There he is. So he's the size of a matchbox.
He's kind of cute.
Yeah, thank you.
For a cockroach, no offense, Kevin, but
and obviously Kevin understands that, you know, I'm the alpha male, and he doesn't need to show off anything because Oh no, Jess, no, his fun bags. Jess, what's happening with his fun bags? I've got, oh no, they're increasing. Oh no, they're the size of tennis balls. Kevin, no! Kevin, why are you doing this? Oh god, now they're the size of basketballs. Kevin, you're mostly fun bags now. He looks like a monster truck. It's ridiculous with his tiny body sitting on top of that. Jess, they're still growing. Oh god, he's filling the room. I'm being pushed against the glass. Kevin, stop! Stop throwing your fun bags at me, Kevin! Kevin, I can't move. I'm stuck at the window. Jess, can you throw to a song, please?
He's okay. All right. He's not calling with kids. You're on Joy.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Jess and Mitch. So recently, my friend Sam, who listeners may know from the drive show on Tuesdays.
Yes, of course.
My friend Sam confronted me about why I haven't invited him around to my new house.
Yep.
Because we live quite close to each other now.
Oh, really?
And
was he knocking about
he's
now?
He's in South Yarra.
Yeah. Cool.
So he's not far, and there's been a few times he's like, when am I coming over? And I'm like, I'm so busy, real busy. To be honest, for a while it was like house shame because we didn't have furniture, everything was still in boxes, nothing was settled. There was nowhere for visitors to sit, you know? I feel like you've got to have somewhere for visitors to sit. And like, you can stand awkwardly in my kitchen if you like, and we can hold mugs of tea.
I like the kind of what do you call it? Rummaged together seating arrangements, sitting on the carpet, having some fish and chips. It's great.
Sure.
I like that. I enjoy that.
And you've come over to my house. Yeah. But I have realised...
I hated it.
And I have realised, though, that I've been there for a couple of months now and only you and my friend Linny, that's probably about it, are the friends that have come over and seen the new place.
Yeah.
And it is settled now. And I think part of my problem is I'm not a very good host. Like, hosting people or having... there's been a few times I'm like, maybe I'll have like a small housewarming drinks thing because it's a small place, but I was like, I should have some comedy pals over.
Sure.
We'll have some drinks or something. But it stresses me out because I'm not a good host.
You don't have to do anything though.
No, but like you've got to create the ambiance. There's got to be like enough seating for people.
It's just incense. You just burn some incense and just get some little chairs. And they can sit on the carpet as we've established.
Some little chairs.
Some little chairs.
Where do I get little chairs?
Some tiny chairs.
So I've got a couch and I've got four chairs, and then I've got to like make sure everybody has a drink and snacks. What kind of snacks do you make? What if you prepare snacks that people don't like or want?
You get some chips and you get some beer nuts and If you want to, just heat up some little putty pies.
What about, like, cheese and bickies and
oh, no, nonsense.
And...
No, none of that.
But then what if it's one to be a kind of fancy party? People are expecting a fancy party. Ooh. And what type of music do I put
say
on?
Say just not fancy and just play classics. Just play classic tunes.
Classic tunes or classical tunes?
Classical
it's
tunes.
It's very stressful.
Okay, I can see that this is probably stressful. We can...
You're a very good host.
Well,
your
I haven't
house,
done anything.
You always make me scones.
Yeah, but that's just one person.
Yeah, I like that.
I can
that.
Do one person. I couldn't have a party either. I mean, I'd be rubbish. Who knows what
if we threw a party together?
Yeah, but we'd both be rubbish together. We wouldn't have combined goodness skills.
We'd just we'd both be running around with our arms flailing and something would end up on fire.
Something would definitely already be on fire.
Joy.
Hey, everybody. It's time to buckle up. Because you got to wear a seatbelt and maybe a life jacket and any manner of safety devices.
Knee pads.
Because this is gonna smack you in the face.
Oh, face guard.
Yeah, definitely a face guard.
Full mask.
Murphy is
one
joining
of those
us
fencing masks
for another edition of the Shark Tank.
Scuba helmet.
Hello, Murphy.
Hi, Shark Tank, you're gonna get bit.
You say shark for legal reasons. We have to call it Shark Den.
Shark Den, you're gonna get bit.
You're bit. You bet.
Is that the noise a shark makes?
Yeah. Have you ever seen a shark in the wild?
In the wild?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you'd know then that they bark like dogs. That's why kid sharks are called puppies. A little bit of trivia here.
Yeah.
But I'm not here to do trivia. I'm here to pitch some amazing ideas.
Okay.
So you're buckled in. You're ready to rip.
I've got my scuba helmet on.
As always, I'm stressed out about it, but please go ahead.
I mean, you're the one who keeps inviting him back.
Yeah. True. But before you go into it, Murphy, as well, I just want to call to arms with everybody listening. If you like or hate Murphy's idea, please,
the former.
Please text in and we'll discuss it all in the next hour. But go for it.
What's the number? 04 joy
0427 joy 949 0427 joy 949.
All right, so this one's actually relevant this week because you are a radio station, so you play a lot of music.
Sure, so okay. He's on the right track so far.
Often do you find yourself? You're a musical man, Mitch. You can play like 10 instruments and stuff. You got your piano and your accordion and stuff.
Sure, yeah, sure.
So
okay.
I did my research before coming on the show. So everyone's loves coming up with little ditties in the shower. Like you might be like
little ditties in the shower.
I'm always finding myself
the Murphy McLaughlin story.
I'm always coming up with songs, even though I can't play any musical instruments. I'm always like this one. I always think to myself is like, you got that grease monkey on your back and that thing is going for the attack. So
what is that?
Oh, there's one that's like an environmental song. Goes, making a stand. Yeah, yeah, you're gonna make a stand.
You're gonna be better
for it.
How is that environmental?
Yeah, and I'm struggling to see how this can possibly be shoehorned into an invention.
So I have got all these songs that I want to record and make and be famous through, but I don't have any of the musical talent. We couldn't all afford to go to prestigious music learning schools.
Just for the record, Jess has her head in her hands.
It's only one hand so far, right? We haven't got to both hands
yet. He's a silver lining kind of guy. I like him.
So, I have invented Smash Out a Song Corporation, or SOS. Corporation for short. So you go to this place and you go, here's my song, and you just sing at it like I just did, and you give them all the lyrics you wrote. They don't do all the work for you. You got to write all the lyrics.
Sure.
And you tell them when you want, like, drum solo. So you give them all the instructions and they go, okay. And then they go off. 10 minutes later, they have you your
10
song
minutes.
And a little CD. So you still get to record it. Like, they take you into the studio and you sing it. But
that takes 10 minutes.
Yeah, or okay. 10, 15. So they have like
a bunch of people
are employed there full time that can play guitar, piano, drums. So they just smash out the song for you.
Sure.
Now, I know what you're thinking. What if you're on the go? What if you don't have 10 minutes to go into a studio?
10 minutes.
So what? Or 15? It depends how long the song
so
is.
Long.
So if you've got a few guitar solos here and there, maybe 20 max. But anyway,
okay.
Say you're on the run, you're on the go, you're in your car.
Yep.
It's an app. So it's the SOS app.
An app.
Yeah.
Right.
Not
now,
a nap.
There's pros and cons to the app. Obviously, pro is that you can be on the run, be on the go with it. But one of the cons is you don't have that actual band there.
Sure.
It just has pre-programmed. You just sing the song into the app, though, and it goes, and it comes up with
Okay, great. So just to recap, and we'll criticize this after the news. So we've got...
Oh, we'll criticize, all right.
Not so, criticize.
So, a company where you can go to with just a sheet that's handwritten lyrics, possibly, presumably, on crayon, and you in 10 to 20 minutes, they come back with a full-blown song.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And there's also an app component which doesn't employ the live band.
Nah, so, you know.
Okay.
But right. It's convenient.
If you have any thoughts or suggestions or queries about Murphy's invention of the Shark Den today, or if you'd like to invest, which is reasonably unlikely, 0427 Joy 949, 0427 Joy 949. We will be talking much more about this after the news.
I take cash as well.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Hey, we've got Murphy in because he has pitched his idea for Shark Den. We've had a few texts come in on 0427JOY949. So, Mitch, just recap for us.
Yeah, so from what I can tell, it's a... you go to this organisation. What's it called, Murphy?
Smash Out a Song Corporation.
Smash Out
Sos. Why don't you let me do the recap,
I want to do it because I think I'm more concise. you go to this corporation with a page written lyrics.
It can be multiple pages.
Okay,
depends
fine.
How long the song is.
And
you're writing.
And within 20 minutes, they come back with a full song.
Yep.
That's good to go.
Yeah.
In 20 minutes.
On that's a CD or a cassette or whatever.
Yeah, great. I mean, whatever.
Pop it on a cassette.
Pop it on a floppy disk.
Cassettes are coming back. I keep in touch with the kids these days. Oh, I know.
You keep touching kids these days.
Well, no. Anyway. I'm hip with what's going on. I'm not on right. square, you know.
Yeah, sure. And there was an app component as well. Where
there's an app. The app, I didn't mention this before, is also handy if you just want to do like a cover of a song. So that way it's already got like...
Why is that any better?
It's a karaoke app, basically.
Yeah,
that is.
Sure. Well, yeah, you're simplifying it, but yeah, basically.
Okay. Well, so if you're doing a cover of a song then, I mean, the music's already been written. You're just singing over the top of it, aren't you?
Well,
so
yeah.
So it's karaoke, isn't it?
But you can decide if, like, you want elongated solos or anything.
Elongated solos.
Okay. Here are my thoughts. So how can the turnaround possibly be under 20 minutes? Keeping in mind that there are so many people that are involved in production of music, and the producer or the engineer gets paid so much money to produce a song. It actually takes quite a lot of effort to produce something that slick. So how can you expect the turnaround to be 20 minutes?
Because songs are only like 4 minutes.
That's so not... No.
You go into the studio. No. They go, all right.
Oh, you just go to the studio. Sure. Right.
You only do it once.
So here's the process. I'll outline the process. You walk in. Say, hey.
Hang on. I just also want to point out, before you explain the process of recording songs to us, Mitch, have you ever gone to a recording studio and recorded a song?
Yes, I have.
So have I. So you are the least musically qualified person here, but please explain to us how the process of recording a song works.
I'm the founder of Smash Out a Song Corporation, so I don't know how I can be least qualified, but someone goes in and goes, hey, this is a song. I'll do an example of a song. You can be like raps as well. So you can
How does that make it better? So it'd be 5 minutes. It only takes 5 minutes to do that one.
So you go like, what's going on? You know I've been gone for the capital city.
We
know what a rap is.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you rap it out to the person.
Sure.
And you give them the lyrics so that they have a copy. And you're like, there we go. And I want like a few like, boom, doom, boom, boom, in like this area. And they're like, And they're recording this as well so they can
You're not
reference.
Even answering my question at
yeah,
all.
And then they go, all right. They go into the studio room and they go, all right, this is what this boy wants. And they go, all right.
This
and
boy.
And then they listen back to the thing and they, all right, cool. And they smash it out because it's Smash Out a Song Corporation.
Yeah,
got it.
Okay, just because you're on brand doesn't mean that
and
the
invention's
any good.
They go, here you go, sir. I'm like, oh, thanks. And I pay them.
Yeah, okay. So how much money do you reckon that would set you back?
$100.
$100 for that.
What?
You've got studio time. You've got, what are your overheads? You're in some kind of building. It's a corporation after all. You've got to pay the engineer and all the session musicians. How can that possibly be $100?
Because they smash it out, so you have like a few an hour, so it's like 500 an hour.
Who's going to want to work for you?
People that
under those
love
sorts
music
of horrible
and helping people
to be pressured
and making a few bucks.
We've got some text. Yeah.
We've had 120.
Well, we've had one text that says this invention is actually how Rebecca Black made Friday.
Not true, actually. So,
okay.
No, don't need a history lesson. But for the first time ever, Murphy has had some support.
Wow.
And Rachel, who I assume is being sarcastic, I hope, has said, Murphy, I think it's a brilliant idea. If I had money, I'd invest. You should probably patent the idea, though. So there you go, Murph. Maybe you go patent the idea.
I thought that pitching it on this show was patenting it.
That's not right.
No, I need to go to the patent office. I've got so many that I need to officialize. But yeah, Rachel, if you know anyone that does have money, just get in there.
Hit me up.
Call up Joy. They'll be able to give you my contact details. Or go to murphymclaughlin.com and you'll be able to message me.
In summary, that invention was pretty terrible. I think this one was particularly bad because there's just a huge gap in the knowledge
in the market,
of how that would work.
Yeah.
No, because Rebecca Black did it, but that was not what my invention is because mine is quicker.
Sure. She took an hour like a chump.
Imagine how that qualifies as an invention, just coming up with songs fast.
Hey, if it's you want it to happen, hit me up and we'll talk business.
No.
Joy 90.7.
Just stop.
Nailed it.
Good God. Well, look, Meffy, thank you very much for coming in.
No
yet again.
Worries.
Joy 94.9.
I'm not going to deny that we all collect things.
No.
Right? I've got musical instruments, a CD collection, and I guess more importantly, a teapot collection, which at one time intimidated a sex guest who later called me weird.
Because you had lots of teapots.
Because I had teapots. Not even lots of teapots. It's 12 teapots.
That's quite a few teapots. Yeah, but I like your teapot collection.
Thank you.
And my favourite part is that you let me choose which one I want, which is always fun.
It's always
it's like
the
a
best.
Game.
Yeah.
It's like, which one are we going to have?
Anyway.
A poodle? I don't know.
We've got nothing on this next guy. A 36-year-old history buff has a collection of fossilised dinosaur turds.
That's the best trumpet ever.
That's pretty good. So some of the prehistoric poos are up to 24 million years old.
I mean, that's amazing.
Oh, incredible. And here's how many he has. So from 9 different countries, he has amassed 1,277 pieces of poop. Tell you what, if I bloody amassed 1,277 pieces of poop, be bloody cutting down on my fibre. But this is the only time collecting such a thing is acceptable. I mean, what would you do if suddenly I told you that I had over 1,000 pieces of poop in my house?
I wouldn't be coming over for tea anymore, that's
exactly.
for sure.
Think about it.
Is that worth any money?
I don't think... Oh, well, maybe. I don't know.
What?
They're not really going to be taken off on the black market, are they? More like the brown market. But I wish, see, all the Jurassic Park movies went in this direction instead. So you got Richard Attenborough's character getting all excited about the poop he found. Yeah. No dinosaurs.
No. He's just fed poop and he's
still
so happy.
He still opens a park about it and all the thrills just come from the poop. It's great. Anyway, the poops are certified genuine by whom I have absolutely no idea, but someone has apparently certified them as genuine dinosaur poop. And each of them are as hard as a rock and are odourless. But if they were still smelling after 24 million years, I'd casually suggest your diet is not working for you anyway. But the largest poop the man has is 8 kilos.
What?
But the largest fossilised dinosaur poop he has is only about 2 kilos.
Joy 94.9.
Hey, Jess, I thought I'd bring you up to speed on mansplaining.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm honoured. So over in Sweden, there's now a hotline where people can vent.
Mm-hmm.
If they have fallen victim to mansplaining.
Great.
So it's a positive mansplaining story, I suppose. But for those of you who might not be in the know, allow me to mansplain mansplaining.
Oh, boy.
So it's when a man talks to the lady regarding a particular subject where the lady hasn't asked to be informed and perhaps he's already more knowledgeable on the subject, most likely. Usually because the man assumes the woman knows nothing or over-explain something obvious and likes the sound of their own voice, right?
So our entire radio show.
Pretty much.
Oh yeah. Gotcha.
Hey, what are your thoughts on the mansplaining hotline, Jess?
I would love it if the mansplaining hotline is attended to by mansplainers. That would be the best. It's like, this guy came into my work and he told me how to do the job. It just seemed really strange. Oh, well, actually, I think you'll find that he does actually have more qualifications than you, being a man. And
interesting statistic coming at you. There's been about a 50-50 split of men and women ringing up the mansplaining hotline.
Really?
Because they've been mansplained to. Because obviously men can be mansplained too.
Yeah, so then in that case, it's not so much about gender, so why is it called mansplaining? It's just somebody being condescending, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's usually... it's usually a man doing it, though. Like, I don't think I've ever been woman-splained.
Sure. Which would just be kindly and considerately explain something.
Yeah, help
out. Am I right, ladies? Yeah.
But so just to clarify, people call on a telephone.
Yep.
And there are devices that people can use to call other people, mobile phones and that. And when you pick up a phone, you can call someone by dialing a number.
I hate you.
And the language that I'm currently speaking is English.
Okay.
And we're currently in a studio. And I'm being what may be referred to as a complete and utter tool.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Questions to the internet.
I like it when you sing the theme song live.
Questions to the internet, Jess, where anonymous idiots put forward a life issue or concern that they have, and we read them out on air because they don't think that
people were going to hear.
Are going to hear them?
So
okay.
Great.
Here we go. Let's get settled in. I accidentally went to the supermarket naked. How can I overcome this?
What needs to be overcome? How did you accidentally go naked? It leaves so many questions. I have follow-up questions for that question for the internet.
Mums have tasty snacks in their purses. Where are Dad's tasty snacks? One's kind of adorable, but also a little bit sexist.
Just dumb.
Yeah.
It was written by a 4-year-old, cute.
Yeah, sure.
Written by an adult, weirdo.
I was bored in class and yelled butts and got detention. How can I fight this?
Can't fight the butts.
Yeah, you got what's coming to you. Why are green pepper so scary?
What?
Well, you know, why are they've got some so issue with green peppers.
And no, pepper.
Yeah, just one.
Why are green pepper so scary?
Ready? Is pizza a good name?
Oh, man, now I want pizza.
Yeah.
That's
and
great.
Here's one more. Does people cook food on Isle of Man?
What?
It's all over the place, that one. I don't even understand.
Does people cook food?
Like, maybe they think that on the Isle of Man, mm-hmm. no one cooks food.
No one has cooking facilities.
They just want to check.
Does people cook food?
I think people does cook food on Isle of Man. Anyway, look, a big thank you to all the anonymous idiots out there providing us with an endless stream of content for this segment.
Joy 94.9.
Jess and Mitchell with you here this morning for breakfast, and it's nearly time for us to wrap it up. Hey?
Yeah, it is. That's nearly our time for this Wednesday, but that's okay.
Hey, but before we go, I'd just like to alert us to the days of the week
are.
That is, fancy days of the week that you should probably celebrate. Get a friend. Today is Fibonacci Day.
I'm sorry, what?
Fibonacci Day. An annual holiday that honours one of the most influential mathematicians of the Middle Ages.
He's my favourite mathematician.
Yeah, he's pretty good. And you can celebrate by learning more about the Fibonacci sequence and its theoretical practical uses.
Just go and do some maths.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if you have children in your life, you can introduce them to the elegance of math and the importance of learning to use it in real life. So that's
math
nice.
Math it up.
Yeah. Also,
yep.
Tomorrow is... No, sorry, I made a mistake. Friday... is Shopping Reminder Day.
Shopping Reminder right. Day.
Yeah, Shopping Reminder Day. So you can celebrate Go on.
Is that because it'll be the 25th of November? So it's like a month before Christmas?
Perhaps. Who knows?
Oh, I thought maybe I'd cracked the code.
No, but you can celebrate by drawing out your holiday gift list. So there you go.
Yeah.
And shop online so that you don't have to go to the stores. But also, the same day, Friday, it's also Buy Nothing Day.
Okay, well, that doesn't make any sense at all.
And to celebrate that, you can abstain from making any purchases on this day. No. Avoid going to the stores. And it's brick and mortar or online. Oh, they're different
stores.
Actual stores, or online.
So those two organisations really needed to speak with each other before.
It's a bit of confusion happening there.
Just a quick email could have fixed that one.
I agree. That could have been resolved quite easily. But anyway, that's it from us, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.